With WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson. The Wisconsin DNR is once again encouraging hunters to get their deer tested for chronic wasting disease. The deadly deer disease is prevalent in the southern portion of the state, with positives popping up occasionally in northern counties the last several years. While there have been no reported cases of CWD in humans, health officials do not recommend eating the meat from a deer that tests positive. Erin Larson is the Wisconsin DNR Deer Herd Health Specialist.
It is still free for any hunter, but we do have areas that we're especially interested in getting more samples from. So those are our sampling priority areas, mostly in central and northern Wisconsin around some newer detections. And that really helps give us a good picture of what's occurring out on the landscape and at what level CWD is in some of those areas.
While the DNR is testing for CWD, it is not testing for PFAS. Earlier this year, the DNR issued consumption advisories for the deer in the Stella area because of PFAS contamination. The new guidance encourages people to limit meals to once a month for deer harvested within a 5-mile radius of the town of Stella's town hall. You should not eat the liver at all. The DNR is not offering PFAS testing at this time, and there are not a lot of private options, according to Jasmine Batten, the DNR Wildlife Health Section Supervisor.
It is an expensive test, and we do not have a mechanism for individual deer testing. And right now, in terms of our research in that area for this year, there is not additional testing in that area. You could contact the State Lab of Hygiene. That is where our testing is done. But I think for most people at this point in time, that testing is likely cost prohibitive.
The DNR is encouraging the use of its disposal sites to prevent the spreading of disease. We have links to those sites as well as CWD testing information at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Fire officials in Wisconsin are reminding people to be cautious with any outside burning. The Little Rice Fire Department says fire crews responded to a wildland fire in the town of Lynn Sunday. When first responders arrived, the fire was burning in tall grasses and virtually impenetrable brush. The department says access was extremely limited to attack the fire. The DNR needed to bring in bulldozers. Between that and hose lines to knock down hotspots, multiple agencies spent 3 hours on scene making sure everything was safe. The Little Rice Fire Department is urging people to follow burn rules. Conditions are very dry right now. The fire level is currently moderate in the northern portion of Wisconsin. In the past week, there's been 41 reported wildfires in the state that have burned nearly 400 acres. The Forest County Sheriff's Office announced grant funding to help cover equipment upgrades and advanced training for its emergency dispatch center. The county received more than $488,000 in grant funding from the Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs. It'll be used to cover the implementation of NextGen 911. Wisconsin counties have been making the switch to this new system that gives first responders more accurate locations of callers and improved response between counties. The grant doesn't cover the full cost of the transition. Forest County will need to pay about $54,000. Wisconsin Public Service is giving the Lights of the Northwoods a helping hand. Lights of the Northwoods is a large holiday light display that runs all December long at Hodag Park in Rhinelander. It operates on donations and is run by volunteers. WPS linemen with bucket trucks were out at Hodag Park last week helping hang the lights in the trees. Mike Romportal is a Lights of the Northwoods member who has been volunteering since the first year in 2017.
One of the biggest helps that we had that first year was Wisconsin Public Service came to our aid because we didn't know how we were going to get the lights up in the trees.
Todd Siebert is a journeyman lineman with WPS. This was his fifth year helping hang the lights.
We look forward to it every year as a work group, coming down and helping the community out, hang the lights, the community, all the kids in the area and people in Rhinelander seem to like it. So it's a little break from our normal work to come down and help out.
The Lights of the Northwoods is open from 5 to 9 nightly starting December 1st. You can learn how the Lights of the Northwoods came to be and the impact it's had on the community as part of WXPR's We Live Up Here series. You can find that at WXPR.org or wherever you listen to podcasts. More than 40 million people in the U.S. have diabetes, almost 12% of the population. It's estimated an additional 8.7 million have undiagnosed diabetes. Mark Richardson reports.
November is American Diabetes Month, and doctors warn that thousands more with symptoms have not been tested. Diabetes is a condition where the body does not produce enough of the insulin hormone. Dr. Asha Sanjahan, a family practice physician in Novi, says the number of people with the condition is growing.
Rates are definitely rising. We know that the rates of obesity are rising, and some risk factors for diabetes includes things like being overweight, having gestational diabetes or family history of diabetes, and we know that this has been increasing throughout the United States.
She says diabetes can cause kidney damage, cardiovascular disease, neuropathy, and blindness. Health services say annually diabetes costs the United States $174 billion and costs Michigan over $9 billion per year. Mark Richardson reporting.
And with WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.